Right, hello everybody, and welcome back to another episode, a new series, basically, of Doc Who Pod. I'm Josh, joining me as always is my co-host JP.
Woo, hello there.
And of course, Bradley Fuller.
Hello. Do we actually do series?
No, but we took a gap just as we finished the in-between.
We do now.
We do now, yeah, exactly. A well-earned rest for us. Hope you didn't miss us too much. But yeah, we are jumping in to Matt Smith's first episode. And, before we get there, in a sentence, please, JP.
I don't like change.
Oh, okay.
Okay. That's it. That's all I got to say about this episode. I don't like change.
Yeah, we'll elaborate on that in a minute. And Brad?
I'll go with. I'll go with a fun introduction to a new doctor.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to, similar vein to you there, Brad, I'm going to say potentially the best introduction to a new doctor. But I'll sort of circle back around to that at the end. But I suppose for now, before we dive into Matt Smith's episode, let's jump over to Who News.
Insert theme tune here.
I got nothing, lads.
There you go. You wonder why Sky News won't take him.
There is no news at the moment, to be honest. It's all pretty dead. Honest,
he's done a better job of doing the news than Hugh Edwards. So, you know.
True. He's becoming a podcast favourite of ours, man. We bring him up every week, I think.
Yeah. Just so we can say, by the way, cheers, mate. Thanks. Really fucking gonna tell you that one, Jeff, because otherwise we're gonna lose a lot of fucking listeners.
Okay, moving swiftly on. JP, have you got anything?
Yes, it's mad that you can say mean words on Facebook and get 2 years in prison, but literally be a nonce and get a 6 month suspended sentence.
Oh, fuck you, Keir Starmer. What's happened here?
Well, you see, they had the writers, the people that posted on Facebook, and they said mean words on Facebook. So they got 2 years in prison, right?
Who did?
And the people up north.
What people up north?
What are you on about?
Seriously, look it up.
So why is this Doctor Who news?
I don't know. I just needed to get it in there because it's really fucked me off. But, you know, and then literally Hugh Edwards is a nonce and got a 6 month suspended sentence for it.
Well, there you go, kids. If you are going to be a criminal, be a pedo.
Be a nonce, yeah. This message brought to you by the BBC.
I'm going to bring it back a bit to Doctor Who if possible. I mean, you're right, there's not much news. They did do the first ever live recording of a big finish, which actually looked pretty sick. They had... Yeah, they had Paul McGann in costume with like a TARDIS behind him recording Big Finish. Like, and they had an audience. It looked sick. I'd love to do more things like that, you know?
Yeah, that's quite cool to be fair.
And literally 3 hours ago, I actually haven't watched it, but they have just released another clip of the Christmas special coming out with that Nicola, whatever her name is. I'm not a big fan of her, to be honest, but so excited for that. I haven't seen the clip. I don't know if it's something they've already released or if it's a new clip.
Should we do a live reaction to it right now?
No.
No? Okay.
No.
Makes the editing hard.
Yeah. Right, I'll watch it right now.
He's watching it right now. There you go.
Okay, let's wait for him to watch it then.
Oh, while he's doing that, I did see on the train home today. Some guy had a really, really cool Doctor Who tattoo.
Oh, yeah?
Which is really weird, because you never see Doctor Who tattoos at all.
Tell you what, he could have been a listener.
Could have been a listener if you're listening and you got I think it was David Tennant's sonic screwdriver on your forearm and you're listening. You're awesome. I love the tattoo. But literally, I was on the train home and it was so weird because it kind of had like a like a kind of a blue misty outline. And the first thing I thought it was just like some, then that's a sonic screwdriver. I was like, that's really cool. And the detail as well was unbelievable.
Really?
So
Was he on the
yeah.
train with you, or you're like riding past him?
No, mate. If I was riding past him and I managed to look at it not once but twice, I
No,
was like, I
that's what
fucking
I'm
fool, man.
thinking.
No, he was on the train. He was getting off of the same stop as me as well. But
Oh, there you
yeah,
go.
no, I thought it was really cool. It looked cool.
Oh, if
So
you,
if you
yeah.
are listening, that guy, I love your tattoo.
Send us a picture, actually. That would be cool.
Yeah. There you
What did you think,
Anyway,
Brad?
the new clip was boring. It was
Oh.
just it's just a copy and paste snippet from the other trailer, so
I
nothing
thought
new.
so. Is it a Silurian?
Think so, pretty sure. They just look a bit different.
They do look a bit different. Be interesting to see, because we've got Silurians coming up actually very soon.
Yeah, we have. Yeah.
I got listen, we've just got to talk about it here as well, because why not? Last episode of the Grand Tour came out. Did you boys cry?
What's that
No.
got to do with anything Doctor Who
I just
related?
want to talk about it.
Come
It's what is my second
wow.
favorite TV show. I just want to talk about it.
Oh, it
Christ.
was you know what, right? I mean, I don't cry shit, but so it's saying it's not wired up in there. But well, I did feel a little kind of so there was not 2 points. I thought, damn, that's pretty sad. Was a James May kind of like wells up when he's talking to the camera?
Yes, yeah.
I was like James May, because James May is my fan. I fucking love James May. He's top class. And then when they found the two cars as well. It was such a nice moment,
Yeah.
absolutely ruined by Brad going, oh, well, that's staged, isn't it? But cheers, mate. Thanks for that one.
Doesn't matter if
Sorry.
it's staged.
Fucking
Of
there
course
goes
it's
that nice moment.
staged.
I'm sorry, but you all overhyped the Grand Tour massively. The whole thing is staged, and all it is they all get free cars. They start driving. They all break down at different points. They start going again. They find a challenge, which is staged. They do the challenge, which is staged. They then drive to the end and finish it with a few more breakdowns in between. That is
It
literally it.
doesn't
How is
matter
that
that
interesting?
it's
Friends you
staged.
make
It's
on the way. How is
funny
it interesting? How
because
funny
these
is
are
fun on it?
people. I didn't watch it when it first came, but like my mum and dad used to have it on the telly. I've grown up with these three people. They are, and I know this sounds
Yeah, Top Gear
ridiculous,
back in the day was good with them three.
but
But this isn't
but
Top Gear.
it's
This
not
isn't
Top Gear.
good.
You're right. I would take old Top Gear over Grand Tour, except for the specials, any day. The reason it's so good is because this is just watching three mates have fun. And I know it sounds weird, but they feel like mates. They feel like my mates. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, they do have good chemistry, but I don't think they actually do anything interesting.
Oh, you're just wrong, man.
What do they do that's so interesting?
Just
Go on,
also, right?
tell me a part of that episode that you thought was really interesting.
I just believe going on a road trip like that would be amazing. And maybe I watch it because I just think I'd love to do that.
Just go and do it then.
I would. I sent you guys the rickshaw challenge the other day. You didn't even, I think, JP, you made a laughing remark about not being able to fix a tuk-tuk or whatever. Let's do something like that. Let's do that as a
Do it then.
holiday.
If it's
I would
so
love
fun,
that.
I'll be on it. You never know,
It
you might get
was, it
lucky
is
and die. But
$2,500, so I don't want to do
how
that.
much?
But let's do something similar.
Well, yeah, hold up, hold up. $2,500.
Dollars, yeah, it's quite expensive.
What, just for the rickshaw or just the ticket?
It includes the rickshaw and it includes accommodation, but it doesn't include your flight and it doesn't include food or anything. So it is expensive. But
That
let's
is quite a.
fucking, I don't know, let's go to somewhere in the Middle East, rent three cars, buy a radio, have a few stops off on the way and see what
Let's go
happens.
somewhere in the Middle East. I do want to return home. Like,
Yeah,
I
it's
do.
just fine. It's not that bad. Even they
I
went to
don't
the
want to
Middle
be.
East at one point.
I don't want to be beheaded on the internet. Like,
Oh, you've. Anyway, right, fine,
I'd go
boring.
to Africa.
Back
Really
to
glad we
Africa.
talked about a grand
Africa's
tour.
more fucking dangerous than the Middle East.
That because there's lions there? You leave the lions alone, all right?
No, the crime in fucking Africa is far worse than anything in the Middle East.
Whoa.
Right, anyway, before we lose all our
Why
African listeners,
that joke? Now,
Right, anything else for Who News, lads?
there was nothing
yeah,
for Who News. We've just spent
why?
15 minutes talking about the Grand Tour and nothing.
That's not what happened at all. Right, anyway, okay, jumping straight into the 11th hour then. Matt Smith hits the ground running by dangling out of the TARDIS. Not sure how that happened, but it just has. JP, you don't like change. What do you not like about this episode?
I don't like the new theme music. I don't like the
Oh, you're
logo.
mad.
I don't. It just looks odd.
I've got to
I
say,
don't
I
know what
agree.
it is. I just didn't like the food. I just. We'll cross that bridge when we get there. But no, the first thing I've got, don't like the new theme music or the logo.
Right, I will give you the logo. I don't think the logo's fabulous, but it is also one of the only logos we've ever had. Like when we get further down, that Doctor Who in the weird sort of oblong thing that we used to get, it that does look quite dated now, to be fair. I disagree with you. Oh, I agree with the vortex thing that we get in the clouds and the lightning. I'm not, none of that really works for me. The music, I think, is genuinely better than what we've had so far. I think the theme
Really?
music is better. I think the score for the episode is better. Yeah, I'm a
I
big
wouldn't say
fan of the
better,
music
but I
this
don't think it's
episode.
worse. I think it's just as good as it could be. Murray, I think it's still, is it still Murray Gold? I think Murray
Still
Gold does
Murray
it all.
Gold,
It's still Jodie, doesn't it?
yeah.
So he's always done good, but I do agree that the I don't like the intro or the title or the logo. I don't like the TARDIS, all that stuff.
We'll jump to the TARDIS at the end. Oh, fuck it. We'll talk about it now. I think this is the best exterior of a TARDIS. I think it's the worst interior of the TARDIS.
I
I'd agree
do,
with
that the exterior
that.
is clean.
Yeah, the exterior looks nicer. The interior, I don't know. I do like the kind of steampunky thing, but then I did kind of like
That's
David
not
Tennant's one.
insult.
Yeah, I did
I
kind of like
like
David
the
Tennant's one.
steampunky thing too. I think what upsets me about it is, and I really noticed it in this episode, they have like a car coolant bit just hanging off it. I think it feels like it's made too much out of spare parts. It doesn't feel alien enough, if that makes sense. But I've always hated this. I also really don't like Matt Smith's doctor outfit that he gets at the end. I don't know why. I just don't like it. Too hipster.
The
Can't stand it. Cannot stand
I
it.
actually don't mind the outfit. I don't mind it.
His
I'm here
stupid
for it.
tweed little jacket. Ugh, skinny jeans.
No,
Ugh,
I
what is
quite
this?
like that.
2010? Guess this.
I'm not gonna lie, I thought that's exactly how you dressed. I was sitting there
I've
thinking, I swear down, I've seen you in a bow tie before.
never worn a bow tie. I like his second Doctor outfit that we get when Amy, sort of in quotation marks, leaves, I guess. What else is there that's new? Sonic screwdriver?
Yeah,
I
don't mind that.
didn't get enough of a closer look at that. Like,
I hate it. Ugh,
really, why?
horrible. I think it's the worst looking one. It's too girthy.
Too girthy.
Sorry.
It's
Let's
too
go
girthy.
to the soundbite of the trailer this week. It's too
It
girthy.
is too girthy. Apparently, like they had to make it big. I don't know whether this is true or not, but because Matt Smith has huge hands.
Sorry, you
Really?
are gonna have to excuse the cat in the background. I don't know if you can hear him.
We can't. It's fine.
Okay, that's good.
All right. So you undecided on the screwdriver. What else do we get that's new? Oh, new companion. We'll obviously talk about her a bit more as we go through, but what do we think of Amy so far, JP?
Oh my God, I'm in love.
She's pretty unreal, isn't she? That little police
I
officer's outfit, that's a bold way to open a kids' TV series.
mean, put it this way. She said that she's a hold on, where's my notes? It's
Kissogram.
kissogram. Yeah. I thought that was just a stripper.
I
Is
think
that
it
just not a
probably is, right?
PG
It's a
way?
kid-friendly. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I thought that was just a stripper. And a modern day OnlyFans as well, probably. Yeah,
Yeah,
I think so
you're not
nowadays
wrong.
it'd be like, oh, I'm an OnlyFans model.
But I mean, yeah, tights, the police officer outfit, all of it is a yes. But as a
Oh my
character.
God. I mean she's Scottish and it's admittedly I've met very few Scottish people, but I will say that she's pretty accurate to the Scottish people I've met. You know, bold, brash. Scottish.
Shouty.
I wouldn't say as shouty as Donna. She's very actiony. You know, the fact that she shuts the doctor's literally deprives an old man of his car for a bit just to get her own way. I'm like, yeah, okay, fair enough. But
Are you intrigued to
Yeah,
see another
interesting.
sort of romantic vibe going on, especially one that's probably a little bit groomy?
Yeah, you know what? It's a bit weird that you met her when she was like 8.
It's odd, isn't it?
He's a bit kind of,
Vicky Roberts.
yeah, it's a Mickey reference, especially when he's like, "Oh, don't look at that room in the corner." Jesus, you know.
That's got to
There's
do
nothing
with
wrong with that. He's saving her.
No. It's just like, you know, our special secret kind of thing, you know.
You pick up
But
on some
yeah.
very odd things sometimes.
Oh, it's my work, unfortunately. Yeah, but no, it's yeah, it's I don't know, it's just very, very odd. And even odder that I do think he wants to shag her, but then I'm like, he met her when she was 8, so that's a bit of a
I don't think he wants
awkward
to
one.
shag her, but she definitely wants to shag him, as may be explored in coming episodes. But it's very, I think we've spoken about it on the podcast before. It's very Time Traveler's Wife, which is a big, Moffat cites it as a big influence on him, and he's gone on to do the TV show. So, you can see the through lines. But Bradley, just before we properly jump into the episode, I'm really, I think we spoke about it before. I'm so excited to go back into this era again because I assume you're the same. Series 1 to 4, I could not tell you how many times I've seen each episode. From here till Peter Capaldi, I've maybe seen each episode twice. Like,
Yeah, I'd probably say the same 2 or 3 times, maybe, but I've always felt I've probably said it on here before. I just, Matt Smith era, I just don't, whether I just can't link it all together in my head because I haven't seen it enough, but there's too much going on for me. There's too much complexity to it. We're like, I think this is probably the first time as well that we've had, I mean, I can't, still can't really remember the episode. It's the first time that we've really had two full-time companions, I
Captain
guess.
Jack. We also don't have two
What's
full-time
that? What, he
companions so
came in for
far.
two episodes?
Season one had Captain Jack, it had Adam. Series two,
Yeah, but
series
that was like
four,
one
you've got
episode
Donna and
each.
Martha for quite a lot of them.
It wasn't like a nearly a full series, though. I feel like
But
Rory's in this quite a lot.
no, he's the boyfriend on the ground. I don't think he's a. I honestly, watching this for
He's
the
the
first
Mickey,
time,
but he's a terrible Mickey.
oh, I quite like him in this.
I tell you what, I mean, you asked JP's opinion on Amy, and this is mine. She's great, and she's probably up there with one of the best companions, but the one thing that brings her down, Rory. He is literally the
Oh,
worst companion. There's like two polar opposites here. I really
mate.
don't like the bloke.
I think your opinion's going to change as we watch on, because
You
I
reckon?
think the
Maybe I've
thing
just
that
not watched it for a long time, but I don't like him.
I think the thing that lets Amy down is how she treats Rory. I think she's a right
Yeah,
cunt to
that as
him.
well. But it's probably more the fact of how he reacts to that. Like, he
He's
lets
just
her
a
treat him like that.
bumbling British man that's in love with a girl. I did like the line a little bit later on where he's like, "But you made me dress up as him." It's like, oh, that's creepy.
Yeah, I
Wait, is
know,
Rory
but
the fiancé slash boyfriend?
yeah, the
Well,
nurse guy.
yeah, we don't know if he's fiancé yet.
Oh, my guy's punching, like punching to levels like it. That's
He's
never been heard
incredibly
before.
annoying.
I think he's fine.
No, I'm not a
No, he's
fan of him.
punching, man. He's punching. I'm sorry, but
Like, it works
jeez.
with Mickey, but it doesn't work with Rory.
Yeah,
Also,
no,
who
he's
calls their kid Rory? I don't like the name Rory.
fucking
Sorry,
hell.
sorry to anyone out there
Wow, this
called
is
Rory.
insane. I can't
Like, what
believe
are
the
you, Rory the
hangover
race
that came
car
from
driver? Yeah,
it. Remember Rory
Rory
McIlroy? You like
McIlroy.
him. You bet on him
Yeah.
all the time.
Rory McIlroy, I still, he's all right, but he's still annoying.
What about the Frosties Tiger? Isn't his name Rory?
No, that's Tony
Oh, that's a shout.
the
That is
Tiger.
Tony the Tiger. You
Okay,
know what Rory's
Tony.
are there?
I
I
don't
don't
know
know what
what
other
other
Rorys there are.
I didn't.
Rory
I
the
did.
racing car, literally.
I wasn't
So
expecting
far, we got
so
a
much
golfer
hate.
and a race car. Okay.
Right, we're gonna sort of try and get on with the episode a little bit now. Straight away, I love the praying to Santa. Why wouldn't you pray to Santa as a kid? Santa's the one that brings presents, not Jesus or God. Love
Oh, you
that.
never went to, you obviously never went to church as a kid.
No,
You seem sad
never.
for
Isn't she
that.
Catholic? So shouldn't, if she's Catholic, she should be
Praying
Who
to the
says
big man
she's fucking
upstairs, the actual.
Catholic? Where are you getting that from?
I'm pretty sure it's mentioned at some point that she's Catholic.
I don't know. I don't
No,
think
it's
so.
about a nun. It says she's a nun or something because she dresses up as a nun.
Nah, I'm pretty sure there's a point where she says like her family's Catholic.
Could
Could
Not sure. I also think it gets properly funny. This episode is properly funny, right?
I
Like you just
swear
mentioned
that
there, the nun line.
if you say this bit where the food, I'm gonna fucking come over to the
I'm not
bar.
against the food bit.
No, no, no,
Oh,
no,
I
no, no.
can't stand it.
I completely agree with you. I think the bit where he walks into the tree and says the steering's a bit off, I thought that was a really good joke. The food, I really fucking hate it. He's spitting out like a
Really?
yobbo. Yeah, like an absolute yobbo. Like he spits in the fucking TARDIS
Yobbo.
in his first one as
What's
well.
a
He's a yobbo. He's a spitting yobbo. He's a ute.
Absolute ute. Now, literally, my note was what in the Mr. Bean is this?
Yeah.
Like, it was so Mr. Bean. And I'm not gonna lie, there's no disrespect to Matt Smith at all because he's a lot more handsomer than I am, but he just looks odd as well. And
I
the fact that he's
agree.
just sat there in a chair,
I won't
kind
take this slander for this. I think it's just a bit of fun. Yeah, he's a
I
new doctor. He's trying out some foods that he used to like. And I think it's fun.
don't listen, I can see what they're trying to do. There's just something about spitting out food that doesn't sit right for me. The bit where he throws the plate of bread and butter out, yeah, just do that. Just have him throw the plates away. Don't have him. I don't want to see at 6 o'clock on a Saturday someone spitting out beans into the sink. That's disgusting.
What
But it
time do you
does.
want to watch it and what day?
I'll
At least
save that
9
till
o'clock
after
after
the
dark.
water shift.
That's watershed, isn't it?
But it does again bring to the line that's very funny. Oh, you're Scottish, fry something. That's good. It's a
Yeah,
funny
stuff like
episode.
that.
We've got to, just whilst we're on it, we've got to mention it or people will write to us. The fish fingers and custard, it's not fish fingers. They make a cake to look like a fish finger, and that's what he's dipping and eating.
Oh, you've just ruined it now, haven't you? The only good bit of
But has anybody tried it?
the episode.
I tried an actual fish finger in custard.
Yeah.
Yeah, people definitely have, let's be fair.
I mean, JP, have a go. Let us know what it's like, because I like custard and I like fish fingers. So,
I'm on a diet though, so I can't, but it's down to you. Oh, down to you, Josh.
I like fish fingers, but I don't like custard. So, I don't like
Sorry,
custard. What's
I don't like custard.
no point. I eat
You're a
custard, it's
fucking
grim.
weirdo.
You're a weirdo. You try it then if you're so
Custard's
excited
just
by it.
hot, delicious, creamy milk. It's the best thing
Oh,
ever.
it's so
No,
good, isn't it? It
it's
is just so
awful.
good.
Right, I genuinely feel bad for little Amelia. There is a brief second when she's packing her bag and then she's sat and she's all excited and it's all very good. I genuinely think that's a good way to introduce a companion, something that certainly hasn't been explored since and hasn't really before. But yeah, I like it. I like the whole. Sorry. I didn't think I liked this, but coming back to it, I really like the sort of fairy tale aspect that this episode and subsequently this series gives off. I think it sets it apart without being totally different from the previous series. And it's just a lovely vibe, I think.
I like the fact it's different because it's like it's different, but I think it's too much different. You know what I mean? This compared to David Tennant, it feels like a different show. That's the thing, and I
See, I
think you've
don't
got to
think it
try and merge
does.
it in a way where it's a like a slight change. I think this is a bit too much. That's my only issue with it.
I tell you what works for me, if you don't mind us just talking about the new series for a second, JP. The new
Yeah, definitely.
series, RTDT, RT, a little bit of RTD, what is it? RTD2,
Yeah.
has said he wants it to be fantastical and whimsical and fairy tale and all, fantasy is the word I'm looking for.
Yeah.
This, I think, balances fantasy and fairy tale with sci-fi really good because the whole resolute, like, you can work out to a degree what's going to happen here, certainly on a second watch, because it's like, right, he's got pictures of the phone, he's spreading the. Do you know what I mean? It feels like Sherlock in, like, okay, it's very fairy tale and it's nonsense, and there's aliens and there's a snake that comes down from the ceiling. It's all nonsense, but there's kind of a logical solution to it. And I think. It's not a in the last 10 minutes, there's a button you press that saves the day. And I think that's what bridges the gap nicely for me. It feels like logical sci-fi rather than fantasy sci-fi. Does that make sense?
If I'm honest, I felt like it was a bit of a copy and paste from the Martha finale
What?
in the way it ends.
What do you mean?
like at a certain time or a certain moment, something happens and then it just resolves it.
But he, no, not at all. It's not the same thing at all.
Well, I
That's a
think it is.
perfect example. The whole Martha thing comes out of the blue completely, and then suddenly David Tennant's Dr. Jesus. Whereas this is no, he sends a message which attracts. It's got nothing to do with the time. It just
Sorry.
means that all the clock's
Sorry,
changing.
that's the way you just described Martha's finale, apart from the fact that she literally travels across the world telling people the Doctor's story for
No,
that
she
moment.
travels across the world collecting a fucking weapon. We only see her have
The
one
weapon
conversation.
the weapon
No,
that's a
no, no,
fake
no.
part of it. She doesn't
Sorry.
use the weapon and never wants to use the weapon. She's traveling the world to tell the story. Come on, have
Listen,
you watched it?
it's probably my favorite finale, so go fuck yourself. But this, I think, is
Exactly.
better. I think you can work this out. JP, did you work out what was going on? You're pretty good at these sort of things.
I caught straight away that that was Amy Pond, because it's not often that you put two gingers on the same screen,
But did you
on the
the
same series.
solution? Could you follow it? Like, oh, he's taking pictures of the coma patients, and they're probably going to come in handy later.
Yeah, I caught the coma patients. I didn't clock the ending with the zero thing,
Okay.
where he puts the virus through his phone. But I did like that. I thought it was really clever. And of course, the zero and everything like that, just, because they're looking for patient zero. So no, I really liked it. I didn't, as I said, I didn't really clock the ending, but as soon as the kind of the doctor went through his plan, I was like, yeah, that's kind of clever. I like that.
That makes sense. Yeah, exactly. So I think that's what I like about this, and I'm looking forward to seeing more of these. Anyway, back to the plot. He's crashed into the thing. He's left little baby Amelia. He comes back and he gets chained to the radiator. I don't think the villain's very good in this, just being honest. I don't really like the effect of the man just sitting there growling. I don't like the effect of the snake from the ceiling. And I think it's just a bit weak sauce, no?
Yeah, I'd agree. To be fair, JP made a very great point while we watched it about what happens in the room. The screwdriver. You got that note, JP?
No.
You made the
Presumably,
comment about
how
how the
did it get on
screwdriver
the.
rolls under the thing and then just jumps up. And
Well, no, that wasn't me. That
then
was
becomes
Amy
all
that made
soggy.
that.
Oh, I thought you
Yeah,
said that as well.
the soggy part was me. Yeah, it just became all
Oh.
soggy. It was just a bit convenient in certain points, but no. Or maybe it was the doctor that made it. Just said about, oh, I conveniently rolled under the door and jumped up on the table, right?
Yeah,
But
I know they do pick up on it in there, but I don't know. It's just a bit
what
weird,
are you
isn't it?
talking about? The point is that the snake thing stole it.
Yeah, that's it. But when did it steal it?
Well, you don't notice because it's out the corner of your eye. It's always there. It just
Yeah,
came up
good
and
point, okay.
swooped on it. I love it when they try and use the perception filter in different ways. Like you could hide a room with the perception filter. I think it's a good
I
concept,
like the
but they
way they
don't
did it with
use
the
enough.
key. Not sure I like it with the door.
I think it's interesting. I think it's interesting. The wallpaper in the house is very Sherlock inspired. I noticed. I'm probably going to be drawing loads of comparisons to that, but if you look, it's the same that's in Sherlock's apartment, pretty much. I think it's a slightly different color. One of my favorite lines in this is, "I'm the doctor. I'm worse than anybody's aunt." That's not how I'm introducing myself now. This is so funny, guys. Come on, back me up.
It's got funny bits. I don't think it's
Hilarious.
funny all the way through.
I think it is. I think they really step up the humor in this, no?
I don't know. Something that else that bugs me, to be honest, it's got nothing to do with the humor, but this has bugged me for the ever since I've watched it the first time, I'm pretty sure. How are there that many doors? Because and how does he say there's like six rooms? But it's that hallway's tiny. How is there that many rooms?
It's the same as like any London townhouse, really.
Is it?
Yeah, you have small landings
Six
that
rooms
give
on
way
one
to big
floor? We
rooms.
don't even have six rooms in a whole house.
Also, from the outside, it's a fucking
No
big
one has
house.
six rooms on one floor. I think if you
But
got like I think of my childhood house, there would literally be like a living room, a kitchen, a hallway, a dining room, and then two bedrooms and a bathroom upstairs.
yeah.
That's like just over six. How can you have six rooms on one floor?
I had to say this.
Not possible.
Sort of think ahead.
What do you mean?
Think ahead. Think of the Easter egg.
Oh, I missed something.
Think what
Oh
happens
no.
at the end of
The
the
crack,
series.
Fuller, the crack, the Easter
Well, this
egg,
is the
the
thing. I don't
crack.
remember what happened at the end of the series because it's so bad.
I
It
like this,
doesn't affect me. I
I like this
don't know.
finale. But anyway, it's sort of this. I don't think they were worried about how many rooms were on the fucking landing, but the
No,
whole.
but it is really annoying.
But there's a whole sort of mystery around. I mean, where's her parents? Where's her aunt? Why is there such a big house if it's just her and her aunt? What the bloody hell is
Parents didn't
going
give you a
on?
point.
All of this stuff, and probably, why there's so many rooms? Why is it such a big house? Why did she, why was there a shed
I don't even
erected
have
the
to see the
second
aunt.
after? All of it comes back. All of it comes back. But
Does it really?
yeah. Well, from memory,
No,
anyway,
actually,
I'm 99% sure it does.
don't remember any of this being addressed.
I like Jeff. Jeff is a good inclusion. Also,
He's funny, yeah, and the nan.
and the nan, love the nan. Have you seen Umbrella Academy? Surely you have, JP.
Nope.
Interesting.
I've seen a couple of episodes, I think.
He's the big gorilla guy from that.
Oh,
He gives way to my favorite joke of all time. And Moffat is still making this joke to this day in every TV show he does. But don't check my browser history or delete my browser history or something along those lines. Brilliant fucking joke.
oh, but the porn
Yeah.
on the computer, yeah, that was quite funny.
I think he does it in every series. He certainly does it in every Capaldi series.
Yeah.
Really?
The same joke, yeah. And I kind of love
It's a new material, to be honest.
that.
Oh,
I quite like the twist when the prison guard, whatever you want to call it, the Atari, that's not right, Atraxi, something like that. And
actually, yeah.
he's prisoner zero, something, something, show yourself, or the human residence will be destroyed. And then it's, oh, right, it's not the house, it's the world. That's quite a good twist.
Yeah, I do
Yeah.
like that, to be fair.
The doctor outside. JP, you mentioned he gets his tie trapped in the car. We get a sort of, I guess, Sherlock Holmes, Max Payne, Matrix, bullet time detective thing. What do you guys think of that?
The what thing?
Like when it
The
goes
bit where
slow
it like
motion
got the
and he's,
ticking thing and it goes to all the different people, you mean? Yeah.
oh,
The
that thing.
Batman's
Oh.
detective mode, or whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, I get what you. Oh, yeah, that didn't really fit. I'm not gonna lie.
Agreed. It was odd. I don't think it comes back again, thankfully.
See, it would work in a detective show where that is the thing, but
Is
it
this
doesn't, like
before or
Sherlock,
after
maybe.
Sherlock?
Don't know.
I've got no idea. I'd say I've never seen Sherlock.
Oh, you gotta watch Sherlock, it's great.
The same year. That's wild.
The same year, really.
2010. Yeah, this would have. This is this 2010 or 20, 2009? No, this is 2010. He did Sherlock and first series of Doctor Who same year. That's crazy. But
Fair play, that is pretty good.
you can see the overlap, to be fair. And I think this is something that probably was supposed to be in Sherlock, but ended up in
Oh,
Doctor Who.
yeah. Probably the we need to talk about in this episode that we haven't even mentioned yet. The air date.
I don't know anything about the air date.
Nope.
Brilliant.
What about the
It's my
air
12th
date?
birthday, guys.
Huh?
It's my 12th birthday. Came out on
Is it?
the 3rd of April 2010. No.
Yay! Congratulations, I guess. I would never have picked up on that. It's your birthday, 3rd of March. Yeah.
You always do that as well.
Literally the day after your own dad's.
For some reason, Brad, you're the only birthday I can't get. Jack, yours is either the 7th or the 9th of October, right?
One of those two, yeah, I don't know.
One of those two. Connor's is the
Sons I can
29th
never get.
of November.
I
27th.
27.
know November, I can tell you
27.
what day.
There you go. They're my
Was
only
Josh's
two
Valentine's Day, isn't
friends.
it?
Close, close. I'll expect flowers and a present for this year then.
Cool. Long way to go to ship flowers from, from Buster here.
Another quite funny bit is when the doctor's trying to get the Atari, but not Atari's attention, and
Actually.
he's setting off the sonic screwdriver and it's all chaos. And there's one old lady on her mobility scooter that just goes absolutely flying.
Yeah, Brad pointed that out as well.
But nobody mentions it. And you don't even see her being like, she's dead, is what's happened there. She got ran over by that fire truck that the doctor then nicked.
Yeah, but doesn't the fire truck start moving as well, or some other car starts moving? It's like,
yeah, all of it goes off.
Who's been able to do that?
I don't know, but I kind of like that it can. Why not? It's malfunctioning as well, so extra why not?
Okay. Yeah, it's a bit of a strange one.
That's fine.
It is Olivia
strange.
Colman, what a waste.
Yeah, mad little cameo, to be fair.
What a
yeah.
I don't even know that you'd call it a cameo, though.
Well, it was a cameo.
Well, it is.
She did, yeah, she did technically play the villain.
It would be a cameo if she was the old lady on the mobility scooter. She's a character in this. And also, I think this is really before she got famous. So it's not really, you know, it's no different than having fucking, I don't know. But yeah, what a waste. I like it when she talks in her little baby voice, though. She also gives way to the three Easter eggs of, I think, Moffat's entire run from memory.
Right.
Or certainly Matt Smith's entire run. Did you pick up on him, JP? And I guess this goes out to Brad as well, to be fair.
No, I didn't. I picked up the crack. I'm assuming the crack is probably something.
Okay.
There definitely was a couple of things, but I can't really remember, to be honest with you.
Good. Excellent.
Again, I haven't watched this episode like 2 weeks ago, so.
So Jack's technically beating you then. We're going to have a little competition.
Yeah. No, I know about the crack, obviously. The crack is easy.
Yeah, but JP said it first, so I think points JP.
It's got to be me.
No. If you don't pick up the crack in that first episode, then you've clearly not even watched it, let's be honest.
If you don't do crack in this episode, there's one episode coming up. I think it's the one where the Weeping Angels come back. And there's a bit in it, and my fucking mum ruined it. Because she'd read
what?
Something on like Digital Spy or one of those stupid, you know.
Why's your mum looking up Doctor Who spoilers in 2010?
This is what I'm talking about. She absolutely fucking ruined it too for me.
Mad childhood, didn't you?
She came over, she went, oh, I know why the blah is happening. I'm like, what do you mean? And goes, yeah, because the rumor is fuck. Like, and then it ruined it for me. So I'm gunning. This is our series Easter egg. Is if you're going to pick up that Easter egg. That's what I'm most excited for about this series.
I'm going to have to rewatch that first episode now because I know there was other stuff, but I just can't remember what even happens.
I picked up on three. So I picked up on the crack, the Pandorica, and Silence.
Oh, they actually mentioned that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I remember that one, the last one. I remember that being mentioned because I thought that was pretty cool. But I don't remember the mention of Pandorica.
Yeah, yeah. It's pretty much in unison. She pretty much says it all. So yeah, let's well, any theories?
I know what happens, so this is a
yeah, that's mainly aimed at you, JP.
Any theories? Okay, yeah, let's go.
What?
No, have you got any theories?
Oh, I thought you said only theories. Oh, absolutely no fucking idea. I'm gonna guess.
What about the crack?
I'm gonna guess the Daleks have come back through space and time, and it's causing cracks to appear all over the universe. And they combine with the Cybermen and
the Series 2, then, basically.
Yeah, that's what I guess, really, because that's pretty much the premise. Look,
JP's missing
lie.
Tennant.
I'm not going to lie. Look at every single ending. There's always a fucking Dalek involved.
Interesting. Okay, do you remember what the crack is about, Brad?
Yes.
Okay, fair enough. We'll ask no more then and just take you at face value.
I can't really talk about it, can I? So,
I suppose
yeah,
not.
True.
No, I suppose not. Is this the first time we see the old doctors in Doctor Who? Have they showed up before?
Yes.
When?
Sure
the Christmas one where the doctor is with the doctor that's pretending to be the doctor.
Oh, yeah. Do they show all of them then?
Yeah,
pretty much.
Nice. There you go.
I'm pretty sure they show it another time as well. I'm sure of it.
Interesting. And then he waves off Prisoner Zero. We spoke about it earlier, and then he sends off the Atari. What did you think
Attractive.
of,
Attractive.
sorry, a taxi. Jay, so this is, the pendant is, this is Matt Smith's doctor moment where he's up there and he goes, basically run, blah, blah, blah. What do you think of Smithy as a doctor in episode after episode one?
I'm not gonna lie, he did grow on me on this episode. As I said, I did not enjoy the food part.
Yeah.
And I was like, if I wanted to watch Mr. Bean, I'd have put Mr. Bean on.
Yeah.
It's very well documented that I don't like change. So,
Was very well documented. Must be on one of those other podcasts
yeah.
you
But I will say, yeah, he's slightly grown on me. I don't know. He tried to do the whole Tennant thing at the end there, where he kind of explained everything, and used these words. But
What else is he supposed to do? Fucking sign it.
no, I don't know. Just like that kind of the bit where the end where it's just like, oh, I'm the protector. So I'm like, you fucking nerd, pipe down.
Like that. Don't forget as well, he is still David Tennant. Like that overlap is still there.
Don't
Is
you dare, don't you dare say that Matt Smith is David Tennant.
it? Oh, we've hit a fucking nerve there. Holy shit.
I've got to say,
Will
I
never
went
be.
into this expecting to be irked by him and like him a lot less than I did. I think this is a fucking good episode. And I think he's bloody good in it. I think we've still got a lot of development to go. I think there's some rough episodes ahead as well from memory. But no, this on its own, I think what an introduction to a new doctor. And I mean, we've only got two comparables to it. This is 10 fucking times better than Christmas Invasion. A million times
I
better than
disagree.
David
I
Tennant's
really like
first episode.
Invasion.
Ooh.
There is no JP.
That's a tough one. I'm not gonna lie, that is a very, very tough one.
David Tennant literally defeats him by throwing a Satsuma at a button and falling him off the edge of the Solar ship. That is cool.
But he's not in it for 40 minutes.
Yeah, but I don't mind that because I like the spinning Christmas tree and stuff's pretty fun.
The spinning Christmas tree is awful.
It's not. I'm
Awful.
sorry. This is one of my biggest, not my biggest issues with it, but the fact of, because it did air on my birthday, but I think it misses the vibe that it's not Christmas. I want it to be Christmas.
Just because it's a regeneration episode.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, fair enough. JP, come on. Christmas Invasion or this?
I'm sorry, Brad. I probably have to say this.
Yes,
If I was
come
to
on,
put an
son.
episode on now, I'd put on Christmas Invasion. Would you?
No way.
If I had to put one of these two episodes on, I'd put on Christmas Invasion.
That cannot be true. Christmas Invasion is not a good episode.
It's not great, but it's better than this.
No, I disagree. I think this is teetering on great.
I'm not saying this is bad. This is a good episode. It's just not as good as David Tennant.
I disagree. Anyway, the next comparison then, JP, Brad, you're presumably out of this, is Rose. Which do you prefer? The episode Rose, by the way, sorry, the introduction to Christopher Eccleston.
I thought you meant Rose
I
or
didn't
Amy
cry. I
there.
was gonna say, I thought he was gonna ask, but I thought he was asking tough questions there. Probably Rose.
Why am I out of this?
Because you when we did our tier list, you actively don't like Rose as an episode.
Yeah, I'm not a massive fan of him. It's not bad. Did I like Rose?
You did. You argued at us for putting it in S tier.
Yeah, well, yeah, it's not S, but it was still okay. Still good.
Well,
It
anyway,
wasn't top
okay,
tier. It
fine.
wasn't the
Okay,
best
sorry,
tier.
we'll include you in the conversation. Jesus Christ. Do you prefer Rose or this?
Rose.
I would prefer Rose to this. I don't know now. Now I'm contradicting myself a bit.
Which
I
one would
don't
you
know.
rather watch right now?
To be honest, Rose.
Really?
Yeah.
JP?
It's Matt Smith. I think it's just.
Yeah, I'd happily go back and watch Rose.
Over this one.
Yeah.
Interesting. I genuinely like the reason I'm battling with it in my head is because Rose was so important and nothing, other than 40 years of Doctor Who. but nothing had come before it. Whereas this, it's quite derivative, but I think this is an easier watch. I think this is more enjoyable. I think it's more, I don't know. I think it's an easier watch, but I'm very much on the fence. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I mean,
Just picture it though. If you could picture David Tennant in this episode, not Matt Smith, it would be a lot more enjoyable.
I don't know.
I think so.
Anyway, anyone got anything to add for this episode?
Let's have a look.
We've flown by it and it's been all over the place. But yeah, if anyone's got, I just want to reiterate as well, the best looking exterior of a TARDIS. This is stunning. There's a
Yeah,
few
I agree.
shots at the beginning, and I know it's the old TARDIS, but when that orange smoke bellows out at the beginning whilst it's on its side, and even just seeing the TARDIS on its side, it's a bit like, oh, that's not seen that before. But then at the end, where it's blue and white and crisp, and he opens the door to Amy, and that orange glow blows out of it. Oh my God. That is cinematography at its finest.
Yeah, it does look good. Then you walk inside and it looks shit.
Agreed. Agreed. Also, right, is it just me, or does it feel weirdly smaller than David Tennant's?
Yeah, I
Swimming, the
agree. It's a
swimming
lot
pool.
tighter.
I think it's shorter.
It's shorter. I think it's narrower.
Yeah, potentially. Potentially.
It's more like a box, more cramped in a box.
Yeah. JP, anything to add, mate? Anything in your notes?
I agree with what you said about the TARDIS. I like the exterior, the interior. It's not the worst, but I did quite like David Tennant's one. So yeah. The only other thing is I put fuck me. He's got worse timekeeping than me.
Yeah.
Just painful, painful, really. And then he comes back and she's getting married, and it's the second married woman or to be married woman that he's pinched.
Oh, he loves Stephen Brides, doesn't he?
Yeah, don't know
Ooh.
why. Just got a thing.
He's
Everyone's
got
got
a
a thing, and
thing.
that's the doctor's thing.
How do you think the whole, would you trust a man who left you for 12 years and then left you for 2 years? When you say to him, "Will you have me back in time for the morning?" and he goes, "Yeah, it's a time machine," you're probably not going to believe him, right?
No, I don't think I would. But then
Yeah,
again, I get the vibe that she don't want to get married. So any
good
excuse
point.
really, isn't it? Oh no, the day ended with a wire. I can't get married today. Rough one.
So, Bradley, love it or hate it.
I still don't like this system, so I'm gonna have to say love it, but it's. I don't know. It is fun. It's different. It's fun. It's got some fun aspects to it, but it's not David Tennant.
JP.
I still think love it. Like even though it was, I don't know, Matt Smith is yet to kind of make an impression on me, but I still quite like the episode. So it's a love it for me. What about yourself?
Yeah, it's quite an easy love it for me, to be fair. I totally agree with you. I think Matt Smith is still finding his feet, but it goes without saying, and I'm including Peter Capaldi in this. This is the best intro episode to a Doctor.
Yeah, to be fair, Peter Capaldi's first episode is the worst of all of them.
It's not
I
as bad as
swear to
David
God.
Tennant's. It's not
No,
as bad as David Tennant's.
don't you dare try and tell me you'd rather watch Deep Breath than Christmas Invasion.
I would.
Deep Breath. I watched Deep Breath and then did not watch another Capaldi episode until you got me back into it a few years back, whenever it was. It was
Wow.
that bad. It put me off that much of Doctor Who. It was
It's
awful.
not that bad on a rewatch. It's a rebrand of the show. We will get there. We will get there.
It's awful.
But
Jack, you
for
probably won't want
now,
to watch any of the Capaldi after that. It's
wow.
that bad.
For now, the next time trailer or the coming soon
The coming soon trailer.
Signet, whatever you want to call it. What did you think, JP?
Oh, it does look pretty good.
I've just
I
got, so
did
I've
go back
got,
and pause it a few times for him as well.
yeah,
Said
well,
yeah,
I've
every
put a
couple
few
inches.
notes here. I've got Space Planet River, World War II, Daleks, Angels, Spitfires in Space. That's a concept that I can't wait to
Oh,
see.
look. Oh, I can't
Cybermen and James Corden. So, Jack, on a scale of 1 to 10, how hyped are you?
wait. I'd say a solid
Nine. Have you
eight.
seen the next episode, by the way?
Yes.
And you'd still say an eight.
Well,
Six now.
I'm recording this as if I'd have seen it.
Okay.
But
At time
at the
of
moment,
recording, I haven't done the next episode, so
exactly. So
good luck.
yeah. That's next week's. That's next week's issue.
Okay. Fair enough. Fair enough. Brad, hyped for this season?
Yeah, looking forward to, I'll be honest, I'm mostly just looking forward to the finale. If I could know the detail of the individual episodes, I'd quite happily skip to the end.
Oh wow. No, I don't think we could do any of that. I am just gonna very briefly, if you don't mind, pull up the episode list.
Yeah,
So next
obviously
week
we're
we've
not going
got
to do
Beast
that,
Below, or Beast,
but
yeah, the Beast Below. Then we've got, I think we can tell you the titles of the episodes. I think that's fine. Victory of the Daleks,
Yes, okay.
The Time of the Angels, and Flesh and Stone.
Two-parter.
Two-parter. I remember it being quite good. Vampires of
Yep.
Venice. Don't
Yeah.
really remember anything about it.
That looked pretty good.
Amy's Choice. That is.
That's quite interesting.
I don't really remember anything about it. Your friend, the one from Doctor Who Chronological, JP, he said that's one of his favorite episodes.
It is. Yeah, it is one of his favorite episodes. So it's
So
going to be
intrigued
interesting
to
to
see
see.
that.
It is quite interesting. Do you not remember it at all?
Vaguely, the Dream Lord, but is he the Dream
Yeah, the
Lord?
Dream
But I
Lord.
don't, I couldn't tell you what happens in it. I only remember those bits.
It's pretty good.
Hungry Earth and Cold Blood, that's the Silurian two-parter, which I don't remember being that good.
I don't remember them at all.
Vincent and the Doctor, I'm very excited to
Oh,
redo
love
that
it.
one. Right?
I
You know,
forgot
that's
about that one.
that obviously it's got Bill Nye in it. The
Yeah.
writer is the same guy that does Love Actually and Notting Hill and Bridget Jones and all that.
Really?
Yeah, I didn't. I only
That's going to hate
recently found
that episode
that out.
then.
Then we've got The Lodger, the James Corden episode, boo.
To be fair, yeah, another good episode.
And then the Pandorica opens and the Big Bang.
Fair play. It's actually not as bad as I thought.
I must admit, I think next week's is the only, from memory, bad episode in this series.
The Silurian ones.
And potentially. Anyway, excited for that, but that is then and this is now. Thank you as always. Oh, JP, are you doing a conversation with companions this week?
No, because we couldn't get anybody.
Oh, good. Maybe I'll edit that bit out. Maybe say you're too busy this week.
wait, what? What? So I'm
Yeah,
too
say you're too
just say
busy.
you're too
I'll fix
busy
it in
this
the
week.
edit.
Okay, too busy this week. No, we no, we conflicting schedules this week.
Conflicted. If anything, we had too many applicants.
Too many applicants, too little time. We'll get to everyone soon.
Anyway, thank you very much for listening to us, as always, everybody. We really do appreciate it. If you are out there, just give us some sense of engagement, just so we know what we're doing is worth listening to. Like, comment, subscribe, or don't. But yeah, that's pretty much it from me. Signing off. I used to say adios, amigo, but now they've stolen it, so.
Adios, amigos.
Adios, amigos.